This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones or send me email. If you want to record a message, you can call me at 612-564-8135. That's right. You can call me at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call later to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe we can chat on national radio. And if you're too shy to give me a call, then why not send me email? My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it tells you all the things that I've been up to. For example, I have 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest book, The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program, hit the New York Times bestseller list just a few months ago. But I have others. For example, Physics of the Impossible, where I talk about time travel. I talk about telepathy. I talk about all the stuff you see in science fiction, like teleportation and ray guns. I talk about Physics of the Impossible. And then in The Future of the Mind, I talk about how physics is unraveling the secrets of the living brain. Believe it or not, we can now see thoughts whizzing back and forth inside the living brain. And we can even begin to decipher some of these images. For example, did you know that we can now photograph a dream? This was once considered preposterous, impossible. But hey, at the University of California at Berkeley, they can actually do it. Photographing a dream. Who would have thought? And so these are some of the topics that I talk about in my books. So once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and share your thoughts on national radio, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And if you're too shy, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it lists all the various shows that I've been on, the cities I've traveled to, and maybe one day I'll be coming to a city next to you and signing your copy of Physics of the Future of Humanity. Well, once again, this hour is your hour, and we're going to start off by reading some of the emails that I get. So today we're going to talk about dinosaurs, we're going to talk about cancer, DNA, we're going to talk about colonizing outer space, time travel. These are just some of the questions that I get on email. And again, if you want to contact me on email, go to my website, mkaku.org. Okay, well, one set of questions I often get is space travel. Well, it's great to think about one day we're going to colonize the universe. Yeah, but let's be real. What about some of the dangers? What about the cost? What about some of the obstacles that face us as we go into outer space? Well, first of all, let me say that we are entering a second golden era of space exploration. The first golden era was back in the 1960s. We planted our flag on the moon, and then we lost interest. Why is that? Well, several reasons. First of all, cost. Did you know that back in 1966, the Apollo space program cost 5% of the total federal budget? Now, let me repeat that again. Back in 1966, the cost of the Apollo space program cost 5% of the entire U.S. federal budget. I mean, just think about that. 5% of your tax dollars went to putting us on the moon. Now, that's great. But you see, there was no larger vision there to keep us going. The only vision was, let's beat the Russians. Well, we beat the Russians. We fulfilled the goal. And we began to lose interest because it was simply too expensive to sustain a space program. But now things are changing. Costs are dropping. Maybe you saw the movie, The Martian, starring Matt Damon. Great movie. But do you know that that movie cost $100 million? Write that number down. $100 million. That was the cost of the movie, The Martian. Now, get this. The Indians sent a space probe all the way to Mars. And how much did that cost? $70 million. So, in other words, it cost more money to make a Hollywood movie about going to Mars than actually going to Mars. That's how much costs have dropped. And we have people like Elon Musk who are going to be dropping the cost of space travel even more. The reusable rocket. Now, think about it for a moment. Think of the used car industry. Today, we sell more used cars than new cars. What made that change? Well, after World War II, GIs came back, and they were flat broke. They won the war. They beat the Nazis, but they came back, and they were flat broke. So somebody had an idea of creating the used car market after World War II. Suddenly, the American lifestyle changed so fast. All of a sudden, Hollywood movies catered to the teenage culture based around the car. So the car, the used car, changed the whole terrain of American society. Same thing with rocketry. So Elon Musk has successfully perfected the reusable rocket. So it costs about $10,000 a pound to put anything into orbit. That's your weight in gold. Think of your body made out of solid gold. That's what it costs to put you in orbit. But Elon Musk wants to drive down the cost to $1,000 a pound. That is by a factor of 10. And that could literally open up the heavens for commercial space travel. Now, what about the dangers of going into outer space? Well, let's be fair about this. To go to the moon was a hop, skip, and a jump. 3 days, and you're on the moon. You leave on Monday, and you come back the next Monday, a nice trip to the moon. I personally believe that one day, perhaps our grandkids or great-grandkids will honeymoon on the moon. That's right. The moon will just be another exotic location, like taking a safari to Africa, and we'll do things like honeymoon on the moon. But Mars is a whole different ball of wax. First of all, we're talking about a 2-year mission to Mars. That's how far Mars is. Not just 3 days, but perhaps 2 years. And we have the problem of weightlessness, radiation, micrometeorites, all sorts of problems. For example, the world's record for being under weightlessness, continual weightlessness in outer space, was set by Commander Polyakov of Russia. He was in outer space for over a year, but when he came back, he could barely crawl. There's a videotape of him coming out of the space capsule, and he was crawling like a bug. I mean, think about that. He wasn't dashing out of the space capsule bragging about his year in space. No, he could barely crawl like a worm coming out of his space capsule. Why is that? Because even if you exercise in outer space, you suffer from muscle deterioration, bone loss, all sorts of things happen when you're in outer space and you are weightless. For example, did you know that you grow about 2 inches when you are in outer space? That's right. Because of weightlessness, your spinal cord does not have the tension that it does ordinarily, and so your spinal cord actually expands about 2 inches when you are in outer space. And then, of course, it contracts very rapidly after that trip to the heavens. And so you have to realize that space travel is great, but yeah, there are hazards involved. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to answer your emails. Yes, quite a few of you are a little bit shy about having your voice heard on national radio, so you send me emails, and I'll start to answer them in today's hour. We're going to talk about, colonizing outer space. We're going to talk about DNA, cancer, dinosaurs, UFOs, and what will society look like in the year 2100? Let's not have a crystal ball and look far into the future, not 10, not 20, but over 100 years into the future. What will it be like? Well, as I said before, one set of questions concerns the space program. Many of you out there are worried about the cost, but yeah, it's expensive to go into outer space, but costs are dropping because of new developments in reusable rockets and the economy of scale. And then the question is, what do we do when we go out there? Well, one thing we could do is mine the asteroid belt. Google billionaires are now entertaining the possibility of capturing an asteroid, bringing it back down to the Earth, and then mining it for platinum chemicals and rare earths. You realize that the electronics industry depends upon rare earths, or else the internet goes kaput. And yet we have a limited supply of rare earths on the planet Earth. Why not mine the asteroid belt? So Google billionaires are footing the bill. And that's another new feature of the space program. the driving force is no longer the taxpayer. The driving force is no longer government officials from NASA. We're talking about private individuals unleashed by President Barack Obama, who wanted to commercialize outer space to reduce the cost on the federal budget. And now we have Elon Musk of SpaceX. We have Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com. We have some of the biggest billionaires footing the bill. I mean, who would have thought? For example, a few months ago, Elon Musk made headlines by launching the Falcon Heavy. Now, why is that such a big deal? Why did thousands of people line up the streets of Cape Canaveral to watch another rocket blast off from Florida? That was no ordinary rocket. That was a moon rocket. I mean, think about that. It's been 50 years. 50 years since we last walked on the moon. And yet, a private individual using private funds has created his own moon rocket, the Falcon Heavy, which blasted off from the very same launch pad at Cape Canaveral that sent our astronauts to the moon back in 1969. 50 years later, we're going back to the moon. And funded by a private individual, Elon Musk, not to be outdone, the richest man on Earth, Jeff Bezos. He's funding an entire spaceport in Texas. The Blue Origins rocket is his creation. And we have New Shepard, which he thinks will take tourists into outer space. The new Armstrong rocket, which he thinks will take us to outer space and eventually to the moon. And so we're talking about private enterprise taking the lead. And then the next question is, well, what do we do once we get to Mars? Well, one thing we might do is terraform that planet. That is, make it into another Garden of Eden. Now, let's be clear about this. It's not going to happen anytime soon because Mars is a frozen desert. It's awfully cold out there. Temperatures rarely go above the freezing point of water. So you would have to terraform it. One possibility of terraforming Mars is to use satellites, solar satellites orbiting Mars, to beam down the sun's energy to melt the polar ice caps. See, Mars has plenty of water. The problem is it's frozen water. And the ice caps have locked in much of the ancient water of Mars. So why not beam solar energy down to the red planet to melt the polar ice caps to begin the process of reviving the ecology of Mars? You see, Mars once had great oceans and rivers and lakes, believe it or not. In fact, we think there was an ocean about as big as the United States of America that was once on the red planet. So why not begin the process of melting the polar ice caps? And once you raise the temperature 6 degrees, then you get a greenhouse runaway effect. In other words, it sustains itself. And it basically terraforms itself once you raise the temperature by the critical temperature of 6 degrees. And so, of course, this is not for us. However, maybe our grandkids may have the possibility of beginning to turn Mars into a new home. And that's what it's all about. You see, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk have a vision, not just to beat the Russians. We did that. We've been there. We've done that already. A new vision. First of all, Elon Musk has a vision of becoming a multi-planet species. That is, it's simply too dangerous to put humanity on one planet. We need a backup plan, an insurance policy in case something bad happens to the planet Earth. And Jeff Bezos also has a vision. The richest man on Earth believes that the Earth should become a garden. I mean, think about that. All the heavy industry, all the pollution would be sent into outer space, so the Earth becomes a park, a garden, this glorious place to live while heavy industry and pollution is all done in outer space. And to back it up, Amazon.com has announced that they're going to set up a service like Amazon to the moon. So our astronauts will be able to order any book or anything in the catalog of Amazon.com. So think about that. The ability of a private individual using his billions of dollars to open up the moon to commerce. And then going even beyond that, Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. That's right. Now, he was asked by the press, does he personally want to go to Mars? And he was quite blunt. He said, well, it's dangerous. He expects that some people will die in the process of going to Mars. He simply said he wants to go to Mars himself, but not on impact. That is, he does not want to die on Mars. Now, the press got his quotations all garbled up. You see, Elon Musk did say that perhaps he'll send astronauts to Mars on a one-way trip. Well, the media seized on that and says, aha, you're telling us that you're going to send astronauts to Mars to die? Well, they got it wrong. Because, you see, a trip to Mars might be in two steps. First, you send a robot to Mars that has empty fuel tanks. It mines the ice and other chemicals on Mars to create rocket fuel, which then fills up the robot's space capsule. So the first mission to Mars is robotic, to create rocket fuel for the return mission. Then humans go to Mars and switch rockets. They go from the rocket they came in to the new rocket, which is loaded with rocket fuel, and they come back. So in other words, yes, it is in some sense a one-way trip to Mars, but there is a ticket back, and the media missed that. So no one's talking about going to Mars to die. We're talking about going to Mars to save money and perhaps sending a robot rocket first to Mars to create rocket fuel. Well, once again, on Science Fantastic, we're talking about some of the emails that I get. Another set of emails concerns health. For example, cancer. Why don't we have a cure for cancer? I mean, we've been to the moon. We've conquered all sorts of diseases. So why not conquer cancer? Well, you see, cancer is different from other kinds of diseases. It's not a disease that comes from the outside in the form of a virus or a microbe. We have ways of defending ourselves against microbes and viruses and things like that. Cancer is a disease within our own body. Cancer is a defect in our genes. So we now know what cancer is. Approximately four major mutations of our genes will cause cancer. That's why it's so difficult to cure cancer. You know, we have a human genome project that successfully sequenced all the genes of the human body. Great. But the problem is, cancer is an affliction of every tissue. So in other words, there could be thousands of different mutations altogether which can cause cancer. In other words, cancer is just not one disease. It's thousands of diseases lumped together into one category. So what is cancer? A mutation in our genes that simply makes cancer cells immortal. So they live forever and eventually kill us. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll talk about potential cures for cancer, and then we'll talk about dinosaurs, we'll talk about time travel, we'll talk about robots, and we'll talk about the year 2100. Okay, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we continue to answer your emails on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which is a massive part of President Biden's economic agenda. The other half of the agenda, the Build Back Better bill, was not voted on. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains.
Some members want more clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth, that it's top line, that it is fully paid for, and we honor that request.
She said they agreed to a procedural vote, which will ensure the spending bill will be passed after they get the proper numbers.
Before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting, as, I don't know, as that's how long it takes. And as we do, then we'll have a Thanksgiving gift for the American people.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden and former Presidents Bush, Obama, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton all attended the funeral for former Secretary of State and war hero Colin Powell. He was the first African-American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. His son Michael gave a tearful speech remembering his father. The forcible touching case against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The DA said he was in the middle of a months-long investigation when the sheriff's investigator unilaterally and inexplicably filed the complaint. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Science Fantastic.
Back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're doing something different. We're answering your emails. Believe it or not, some of you are gun-shy about having your voice heard on national radio. No problem. Just go to my website, mkaku.org, and send me an email. And maybe we'll read your emails on national radio for those of you who are too shy to have your name heard or read on national radio. Well, I remember back in the 1970s, Richard Nixon himself, President Nixon, declared war on cancer. Well, as many critics have said, cancer won. Cancer won that battle because we were clueless back in the 1970s. We were trying to attack cancer as if it was caused by a germ or a virus. Nope, cancer is inside us. It's a mutation of our cells that make them immortal. You see, our cells, in some sense, know how to die. But cancer cells have forgotten how to die. As a consequence, they're immortal. They live forever. And because they live forever, eventually they kill us. That's why cancer is so dangerous. It's a disease from within our own body. A malfunctioning of the brakes of a cell, which tell the cells when to die. They just are immortal and eventually kill us. Well, many new therapies are on the horizon besides surgery, besides chemotherapy, besides radiation. The new one is immunotherapy, which takes immune cells, like T cells from our body, mutates them, enhances them, and then reinserts these cells back into the body. And some of the tales of people that suffer from terminal illnesses have been staggeringly successful. Just think about that. People that are terminal came back, in some sense, from the dead using immunotherapy. Well, it's not a perfectly clear road for a cure because there are side effects. Not everyone responds to immunotherapy. We're children when it comes to understanding the immune system of the body. And what we are doing is tinkering with the immune system, tweaking it so that it can identify cancer cells. It works sometimes, but sometimes has horrible side effects as well. Well, that's one therapy that's already hitting the marketplace. Another one, which is still being tested, is called nanotechnology. That is creating smart bombs that single out cancer cells one by one. This could revolutionize cancer research. However, we should point out that it's still experimental. So even though nanotechnology is there, it's possible to arm cells so they can knock out cancer cells one by one. It's still in the experimental realm. And then people ask the question, if we know so much about our genes, if we have the Human Genome Project, then how come we can't cure all of them? I mean, that was the goal, right? It's been slow. Where are all the cures that were advertised with the Human Genome Project? Well, you see, the Human Genome Project simply cataloged all the genes of our body. It didn't tell us what they do, and it certainly didn't tell us how to cure defects in these genes. So think of a dictionary. Webster's dictionary, with all the words of the English language spelled correctly, with no definitions whatsoever. An empty dictionary. A dictionary of letters with no definitions. Well, you may say to yourself, that dictionary is useless. Well, that dictionary is the Human Genome Project. So in one sense, it is miraculous that we have it. Who would have thought that we could have a complete blueprint to create the human body? Who would have thought? That's the promise of the Human Genome Project. But the problem is, we have a dictionary with no definitions. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Next, we talk about dinosaurs, gods, and time machines.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to answer your emails. Usually, I answer your calls that come in, and you can record your message by calling 612-564-8135. However, today we're going to answer your emails. However, some of you are gun-shy about getting on national radio. Some of you simply write your emails to me, which is fine. So in today's show, we're answering some of the emails that come in. Again, one set of emails concerns cancer and the Human Genome Project. Why don't we have cures for all these diseases now that we have the genome? Well, there are limitations to what we can do with the Human Genome Project. The Human Genome Project simply tells us all the genes and basically how they're put together, but they don't tell us what they do. So it's like a dictionary with all the letters spelled correctly, with no definitions whatsoever. So we still have a long ways to go. However, as you know, DNA research has been quite spectacular recently in catching long-term cold case killers. We have the Golden State Killer of California. I remember years ago when I was in California getting my PhD there, that the Golden State Killer terrorized that state. He was a savage, just like killing people left and right, and then one day he vanished. One day he stopped killing people, and they couldn't find him. What was the problem? Well, he left his DNA everywhere. He raped so many women that there was plenty of DNA out there. But the problem was there was no match. And so it's like having a fingerprint of the murderer with no matches. In other words, probably he was a police officer of some sort. Probably he was aware of the coming of DNA, and he was very careful never to leave his DNA in some kind of repository. So decades went by, and now we have familial DNA. So how did they get the guy, given the fact that he left no fingerprints of his own? Well, here's what happened. Now that we have things like 23andMe and Ancestry.com and many other sites, you can have your own DNA sequence, or for fun, or to find out what's lurking in your body, to find out your health profile of the future. And so more and more people are submitting their DNA. Now, they had the DNA of the killer, but there was no match. But they could match him with his relatives. So even though he himself was very careful not to allow his DNA to be sequenced anywhere else, his relatives had no such compunction. They went into these websites and submitted their DNA. And so there was a match for his relatives. So what they did was they took the matches of his relatives into a pool and then began to weed the pool. How many live in Sacramento? How many live in the areas terrorized by the killer? How many fit the profile of a white person, perhaps in his 70s, who lives in the Sacramento area? Bingo! They found him practically on the first try. And so we have yet another tool to fight crime. Familial DNA. And moving on Science Fantastic, let's say just a few things about dinosaurs. That's right, dinosaurs. It turns out that there's still a debate about what killed the dinosaurs. Most scientists believe that what killed the dinosaurs was a comet or meteor that slammed into Mexico 65 million years ago. But some people hold out and say, no, it was volcanoes, a massive set of volcanoes that erupted in India. On the other side of Mexico, on the other side of the earth from Mexico, that's what killed the dinosaurs. So we had this debate. Was it an asteroid or was it volcanic eruptions in India? Well, some physicists say it was both. Both simultaneously. Both occurred about 65 million years ago. And what's the link? The link is as follows. That meteor or asteroid which slammed into Mexico sent a shockwave. A shockwave right through the Earth to the other side of the Earth where it cracked the crust of the Earth. And that's the link. So perhaps it was one shot which caused two things to happen. One, the volcanoes, and two, the impact itself. Well, okay, let's take a short commercial break. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, normally we take listener phone calls, but some of you would rather email me, so I have a pile of emails that you sent me, so I'll simply take them one by one in different categories and answer some of the emails by you listeners out there who are a little bit shy about having your voice heard on national radio. One set of questions I get is the future. In science fiction, usually they portray people of the future as having gigantic heads, small bodies, or maybe one day we'll have our brain immersed in a vat of liquid and we'll basically do our computations living inside a computer. Well, what are my concerns? What about my projections for the future? Well, let me give you some of my predictions. First of all, our ancestors in 1900, if they could see us today, over a century later, what would they think of us? Well, our ancestors would think of us as wizards, sorcerers. We can conjure up images out of nothing, talk to people on the other side of the earth. We can shoot things into the heavens. So they would think of us as sorcerers and wizards. Now, if we could see our descendants, our grandkids or great-grandkids in the year 2100, what would we think of them using our perspective today? I believe that our descendants will look like the gods of Greek mythology. Think about it for a moment. The gods of Greek mythology. First of all, we have Venus, who had a perfect body and was immortal. And that's where medicine is headed. We'll be able to cure most diseases, not all, by 2100. And perfection. Perfection will be one of the main themes of medicine in 2100, including the question of immortality. And look at Apollo, the god of the sun. We will have hydrogen power, the power of hydrogen in 2100, both in the form of fusion and also in the form of cheap solar energy. So we will have the power of the sun god in 2100. And then Zeus. Zeus was the father of the gods. He would simply wish, make a wish, and things would come true. He had telekinetic and telepathic powers, Zeus, the father of the gods. We will be like that in 2100. We will have the power of simply thinking and moving objects around, thinking and communicating with other people. In my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about how we physicists already are connecting the brain to a computer, and with that, the ability to telepathically send our thoughts and move objects with the mind. And then we had Pegasus. Pegasus was the mythical flying horse, and we will have mythical animals in 2100. For example, we'll be bringing back the mammoth. That's right. We have already sequenced the genome of the woolly mammoth, which went extinct thousands of years ago. And we'll be able to bring back fabled animals from antiquity and mythology. And then Mercury. Mercury was a god of speed. And we will have that. Flying cars? Yes. Already Uber is cutting a deal with the people of the United Arab Emirates to create flying cars as a taxi service in UAE. So we are not talking about flying cars. And we're also talking about going to outer space with reusable rockets, with space tourism, and going to Mars. Perhaps in the 2030s, we will be on the red planet. So Mercury. Mercury was the god of speed, and we will have that power as well. And then, what about the drawbacks of being a god? Well, if you read Greek mythology, you realize that the gods spend most of their time engaged in selfish mischief. They weren't gods to ennoble the human race and to educate us, to give us plenty of resources. No, they were selfish. They used their power to play pranks on other gods. So we need the wisdom of Solomon to go with the power of a god. So in other words, my point of view is that by 2100, we will probably have godlike powers. But that doesn't mean we have godlike wisdom. We need the wisdom of Solomon to go with it. And where does wisdom come from? Well, one source of wisdom is democratic debate. In a democracy, people can democratically decide which way to go, rather than having some dictator lead us to wars that are totally unnecessary and barbaric. And how do we spread democracy? The internet. You see, I differ from some of my fellow physicists. Most physicists believe that technology is morally neutral. It's good or bad. It has no moral direction of its own. I disagree with that because the internet, yes, the internet can also be used for bad, but because it empowers the average person, it is empowering democracy around the world. You know, when I was a kid, we had an expression, dictator for life. Because during the Cold War, if your patron was the United States or the Soviet Union, you were permanent. No one could get rid of you. You were a pawn of the great superpowers. Those days are gone. We no longer have dictators for life. It means that because democracy has spread, people are beginning to make decisions on their own. And get this, in history, two democracies never war with each other. Think of all the wars that you had to learn since you were a child. Every single war, War of 1812, 1066, 1776, all the wars you had to memorize, they were never between two democracies. They were always between kings and queens and emperors, but never between two democracies. And that's where democracy comes in the picture. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week on Science Fantastic as we discuss the cutting edge of science. And write that number down, 612-564-8135, and you can get on national radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.